So the church systems, you know, back then when the revolution was fought, you know what wickedly happened? The pastors, modern pastors back then, would have on their clergy garb. There's no such thing in the Bible. In fact, there's no such role as the modern pastor in the Bible. One guy in a wooden pulpit. It's a false man-made system. But they had their clergy garb on, which was false, as I said. And then they would work the men up to go fight for freedom. And these pastors would take their clergy garb off. And then they would have their military uniform underneath and grab their gun from behind the pulpit and stir men to go fight and kill. Does that sound like something that Jesus commissioned us to do? To go fight and go kill for freedom? Go destroy your fellow man? I thought we're supposed to love our neighbor. No, we're not supposed to. We're supposed to love our neighbor. We're not supposed to kill and murder for money, a 3% tax. So the churchianity system then and today is involved in politics. Today you have the Christian nationalist movement. The Christian nationalist movement is linking the gospel to the success of America. Nothing could be further from the truth. America is not linked to the gospel in any way. America is an idolatrous, sinful, sodomized, paganized, materialized, corrupt nation, but the people of God are a holy nation, a nation of priests, living stones. And so the church back then, the church today, the false church is in bed with this whole national pride. They mingle the flag. They mingle, we'll talk about pride in a minute. They mingle all of their hopes and dreams on politics, voting, and all of this, especially what's going on today with Trump. So many people say, oh, Trump is the next hope. No, Trump's not the hope. Biden's not the hope. None of these political things are the hope. The hope is in Jesus Christ alone and walking in his word and his way. So another reason why we stand against things like 4th of July, Memorial Day, rooted in war and killing, rooted in Masonic ways, like I said in my last audio, rooted in heretical men, rooted with the false churches mingled with patriotism that puffs up and lifts up America. The only nation that God ever lifted up was Israel, not Canada, not America, not China, not Australia. No, in fact, Christ is coming to judge and destroy all these political systems and nations and religions and denominations that these people have so-called built up. Well, not so-called, they have, but they're not of God. Christ is coming to judge and destroy that. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9, he's coming to destroy all the politics and all the false ways. So we're just calling our neighbors out to turn from this if they love God and they love the gospel and seek Christ, preach him, not lift up bloated, prideful patriotism. We'll talk about pride up next.